And I do hope you'll continue these conversations. We do have coffee hour after the service. And it looks like maybe not raining, not a bad day to take coffee outside. Now Sulima will light our chalice, the symbol of our shared Unitarian Universalist faith. Our chalice lighting words are from the poem Love After Love by Derek Walcott. The time will come when, with elation, you will greet yourself arriving at your own door, in your own mirror, and each will smile at the other's welcome and say, "Sit here, eat." You will love again the stranger who was yourself. Speak with me now our opening affirmation. Let us open our eyes to see what is beautiful and what is wondrous. Let us open our minds to learn what is true and what is mysterious. Let us open our hearts to love one another and our neighbors.
I'm Sulima Wilson. My pronouns are she and her. And it is such a joy to be with you on this first Sunday of February, the month whose worship theme is love. Love in as many forms, as was pointed out in Tracy's sermon last Sunday, about how love is actually the centerpiece of our faith. We tend to talk about it a lot, but when I look out into the sanctuary and I see all those smiling eyes above your masks, I know that love is practiced here as well. One of the ways we do that is by wearing masks, not because we particularly feel we need that, but for each other. We practice love in so many ways. Here, where our mission calls us to inspire and support each other, to grow in compassion and service, and where we are given opportunities over and over again to both be challenged and to challenge, to comfort and to be comforted. We stumble, we get back up, often with the help of another woofer. For many, this has been that somewhere that the teacher known as Starhawk declared to be the place where there are people to whom we can speak with passion without having the words catch in our throats, where a circle of hands will open to receive us and voices will celebrate with us whenever we come into our own power, a place where we can be free. So this morning, we're going to kick off our February Love Fest by celebrating ourselves, all of us together, and each of us as ourself, our whole self, not just the one that's been granted that good housekeeping seal of approval, but the one where you know that expensive wart remover didn't work. That one too. We're going to take some time, 10 minutes to be exact, to write a love letter to ourselves. Now, you say, which self? Somebody said to me, are you going to tell us what to write in our love letter? I said, no, you're the only one that can do that, right? But which self? Your past, present, future? You decide. And from whom will that letter come? One of your parents, your grandparents, ancestors, one of your children, maybe one of your siblings, or perhaps a past or future self. You decide. And while you're deciding, consider these words from a poet friend, Maya Stein, who is currently in Maine with a minus 7-degree temperature, who reminds us of all that we are and why we are here. Be there. Take up space. Occupy the full dimension. Unfold the map of your body. Celebrate its topographical wonder, its unpredictable weather. Make a pool of your movements, then swim through the ripples, parting the room with your footsteps. Make no apology for the squeak of your soles, how your jacket swishes at your thighs, that the dust is making you sneeze. Consider it all a kind of orchestra. You tuning the keys, you lifting the horns of your whole self to the air. Let the notes of you blast out at a register and speed that won't leave you hungry or empty. Let anyone hear, as they walk by with their shoulders up, pretending not to listen. Wherever you are, remember why you are here, to sing.
Good morning. We're going to have our time for all ages. If we have any children who'd like to come to the front row, please do, or you can stay right where you are. Enjoy it. And I have to stay here and read the book, or I would come right down there and hang out too. Oh, great. If we have enough, we can even go in the second row. This is awesome. Welcome, everyone. My name is Brad, and I'm excited to be here for my first time for all ages. I've wanted to do this for years. I'm so excited. So, we have a story today called Just the Way I Am. It's written by a gentleman named Sean Covey, and Stacy Curtis did the paintings for us. Pokey Porcupine was sad. Every time Pokey walked by Biff, Biff made fun of him. "Hey, Pokey, your quills look like a pile of toothpicks," said Biff. Pokey would go home and look in the mirror. He said, "Biff is right. My quills look funny. I'm not going to school anymore." His friends tried to help. "I like your spiky quills," said Goot Bear. "Biff is being outlandish," said Sophie Squirrel. "Out what?" said Sammy Squirrel. "It means silly," said Sophie. "There's nothing wrong with your quills." "You're a porcupine. You're supposed to have quills," said Jumper Rabbit. "Just like I'm a rabbit. I'm supposed to be bouncy." Pokey went for a walk in the meadow. He remembered what his friends had said. He stopped and looked at his reflection in Cherry Creek. He wiggled his quills up. He wiggled his quills down. They made a nice tinkly sound in the wind. They sparkled in the sun. Pokey decided that his quills weren't so bad. "I like myself just the way I am," he said. The next day, Pokey went back to school. "How come your quills poke out so far?" said Biff. Pokey was not going to let Biff ruin his day. He smiled and walked away. The next morning, Pokey decided he liked his quills so much, he would show them off at school. He has got glitter and glue. It's going to be a fun day. All of Pokey's friends gathered around him. Pokey loved his quills. Everyone loved his quills. I wish I had quills, said Biff. The end. So just remember, one thing you can do if someone says something not nice to you is just like Pokey did. You can just smile and walk away. And if you're the person sometimes you might say something to someone that you didn't mean that might hurt them, it's okay to tell them you're sorry. So thank you for listening. And if everyone would stand and form arches, we'll sing our children out as they go to classes.
It was love that built this community. We know here at WOOF we are warmed by fires we didn't build. Now is the time we pause and reflect on the gifts we've received here at WOOF and in our larger lives. And then consider what we have to give during the musical interlude that will follow. Clear a space within your busy, worried self for gratitude, for what gives you joy these days. And as the basket comes around, consider the gifts you have to offer the WOOF community. Whether it be financial support or the special gifts of your time and talents, we're grateful for your offering. Join me, please, in our affirmation of gratitude and giving. Let us be grateful when we are able to give, for many do not have that privilege. Let us be grateful for all those who share their gifts with us, for we are enriched by their giving. And let us be grateful even for our needs, so that we may learn from the generosity of others. And now Gail and I will perform Bring Me a Rose.
When it is hard to find, bring me a rose in the winter time. I've got roses on my mind. A rose is sweet most any time, and yet, bring me a rose in the winter time. It's so easy. On my mind, a friend is sweet most any time, and yet, bring me a friend when I'm far from home. It's so easy to forget. Bring me a kiss when my baby's grown, when it is hard to find. Bring me a kiss when my baby's grown. I've got kisses on my mind. A kiss is sweet most any time, and yet, bring me a kiss when my baby's grown. It's so easy to forget. When it is hard to find, bring me love in my arms. going on my mind. Love is sweet most any time, and yet bring me love in my autumn years. It's so easy to forget. Bring me peace when there's talk of war, when it is hard to find. Bring me peace when there's talk of war. Peace is on my mind. Peace is sweet most any time, and yet bring me peace when there's talk of war. It's so easy to forget. Winter time, when it is hard to find. Bring me a rose in the winter time. I've got roses on my mind. A rose is sweet most any time, and yet bring me a rose in the winter time. It's so easy to forget. It's so easy to forget.
That was lovely and loving. So, joy and sorrow, birth and death, love and fear, light and dark. These are the bittersweet pairings that make our life our life. We can't get away from them, no matter how fast we run or how far. And so we make a little time each week to share what is in our heart. Directly in the light of our chalice is a water-filled container that represents the depth of our community. Ready to receive whatever lightness or darkness you may want to deposit there, silently embedded in a stone. And now, while we're in a quiet space, let's settle just a little bit deeper into the silence for some moments of devotion. Meditation, reflection, or prayer, as you may wish. And as we do, let's consider these words from Brad Aaron Maudlin, titled, What You Missed That Day You Were Absent from Fourth Grade. Mrs. Nelson explained how to stand still and listen to the wind, how to find meaning in pumping gas, how peeling potatoes can be a form of prayer. She took questions on how not to feel lost in the dark. After lunch, she distributed worksheets that covered ways to remember your grandfather's voice. Then the class discussed falling asleep without feeling you had forgotten to do something else, something important, and how to believe the house you wake in is your home. This prompted Mrs. Nelson to draw a chalkboard diagram detailing how to chant the Psalms during cigarette breaks and how not to squirm for sound when your own thoughts are all you hear. Also, that you have enough. The English lesson was that I am is a complete sentence. And just before the afternoon bell, she made the math equation look easy, the one that proves that hundreds of questions and feeling cold and all those nights spent looking for whatever you lost and one person all add up to something. Let's just sit in silence for a few moments. So now we have arrived at the time for writing that love letter. If you need a pencil and paper, I know some of you already have little notepads and some of you will be writing on your phones, but if you don't have paper and pencil, Kim, just put your hand up. Kim will bring you what you need. In thinking about how I wanted to ease us into the actual writing of this letter, I got to thinking about some of the love letters that I had written to myself over the years, disguised as poems. They're letters of encouragement, forgiveness, poems of simple reflection. I decided to share one that spoke to the me who kept putting off the writing that I knew in my heart was mine to do. I'm going to read it to you. And once I do, let's just go ahead and dive in. And for the next 10 minutes, write yourself that love letter you always wanted. The one that reminds you that your loving is a miracle. And if you just can't do it, if you can't bring yourself to write a paragraph or scribble even a few notes, just let yourself relax into the love sounds that Kara draws from her cello, remembering which lesson it was you missed in the fourth grade. Remembering that I am is a complete sentence, and how not to squirm when your own thoughts are all you hear. This is called May You Have. May you have a quiet room with a door that fits well and closes tight. A room of soft colors with an adequate lamp. May there be just the right kind of chair placed in front of a tall window, and on the table, an oversized mug of freshly sharpened pencils with erasers for correcting, or maybe not correcting, but revising some of the words you write on page after page of smooth white paper, leaving wide margins for notes and questions and afterthoughts and modifiers and fragments of ideas still in flight. May the room be warm enough to leave the window open just enough to feel the air from outside, just enough to remind you there is an outside.
The time will come when, with elation, you will greet yourself arriving at your own door, in your own mirror, and each of you will smile at the other's welcome and say, "Sit here, eat." You will love again the stranger who was yourself. And now Sulima will extinguish our chalice, but not the vision and compassion of our faith. May that flame stay with us until we meet again.
Carry your flame.